following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want you to join in and be a part of the program today. Glad to have you along. We've got Loper Lake coming up on this Wednesday. We'll give you a couple of stories on the Lopers. Also, we'll be talking with PGA and Web.com Tour veteran Scott Gucheski. He's out in Salt Lake City getting ready for the Utah tournament this weekend, the Utah Classic, and that's going on. He's also coming back and playing in the Cox Classic in 3 weeks, and we'll talk with him about that. they got some fun stuff at every stop on the tour, and the Utah Championship has Mustache Week. We'll see if Scott's going to be growing out a stash for Mustache Week at the Utah Championship, and we'll talk with him about a variety of things. The Cox Classic, we'll talk with him about the guys on tour, Troy Kelly, Ted Potter Jr. I mean, this past weekend, playing in the PGA Tour, going extra holes, guys you've never heard of, guys that have actually played on the Web.com Tour this year, battling out for a championship, and we'll have some other fun talk with Scott as well. Plus, 12 teams in 12 days. We're going to talk Minnesota, and will they be any better, and are they... I think it's widely believed that Indiana is the worst team in the Big Ten Conference. Is Minnesota next? And it looks like the answer is yes. It looks like it's not even close, because you go to Phil Steele's preseason publication, which we use as the Bible here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has got Minnesota and Indiana, the last teams in the Legends and Leaders division. In the Legends, 6th Minnesota, 5th Northwestern, and then 4th Iowa. Indiana, Penn State 5th, Purdue 4th in the Leaders division. But what can Minnesota do? They showed glimpses of hope last year, but they just don't have a lot of key players, key ingredients, stars, guys that can make your football team better just by them being on the field at their position. They don't have that necessarily that wow factor. They do have Marquise Gray coming back, quarterback senior, some good quarterbacks in the league, but he's going to be your main man, and we'll talk about whether he can shoulder the load for a Minnesota Golden Gopher team that has a manageable schedule. They have a manageable schedule, especially early on. And will they be able to have enough talent to win games? UNLV on the road, opening night of the season. It's a Thursday. UNLV was atrocious last year. Minnesota was 3-9, but UNLV was atrocious last year. And remember, last year, Minnesota opened up with a two-point loss at Southern California and didn't have a lot of marquee wins. They beat Miami of Ohio. They beat Illinois in the last game of the year when Illinois was crashing, and they beat Iowa by 1 point. UNLV, and then they're home against New Hampshire, Western Michigan, and Syracuse. And then Iowa and Northwestern are their first two Big Ten conference games. So unlike yesterday when we talked about the strength of schedule for Illinois, where they were going to be meat of the schedule right off the bat in the Big Ten, that's not the case for Minnesota. But they don't have to play Ohio State. Their big games are at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, and then their final game is hosting Michigan State. And so Michigan's at home. That's their schedule. We'll talk with Minnesota Golden Gopher football today, and we will welcome back to the program Phil Miller of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. That's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. But first off, our phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and we'd love to hear from you on the All-Star game last night. I want to get your thoughts on that, and the email DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We still want you to get into our hot dog contest. The annual hot dog eating contest is Friday at the Hilltop Mall. It doesn't look like our defending champion Gavin Erickson is in, although waiting official confirmation from Gavin. Also, where's Eric? Eric, where you at, man? Eric Holen, 2 years ago champion. Haven't heard him chime in on the show a lot. It's kind of like Rome. After a while, they have other things they do. They don't chime into the show as much, call the show, participate as much. Eric, where you at, man? One of the great contestants of all time. Pug Bertrand, three-time champion, says, ain't happening. Eric, are you in? Josh Jeldon, first-year champion, in. Will we have some of our past champions join us Friday? You don't have to be a past champion. You don't even have to be the greatest eater in the world. That's not what it's about. Join us at the Hilltop Mall Friday, 11 o'clock. Again, if you're new to the area, you're more than welcome, folks. We're going to have a couple of youngsters up there less than 10 years old. We're going to have some veterans up there. Bob Hamer, where you at? Are you coming over, Bob? Colin Murphy, where you at? Where you at? You coming over from Cajas? Huh? You, Ed, Jen, bring them on over. Where are you at? Dave Greek, where you at? You going to be there? You going to repeat this year? We know Spencer Schubert is out. Seth Denny, quit painting the house. Get over there. We need you. We want to see how you put away the dogs. You don't have to be anybody that the folks from around the world have even heard of. You could be working hard today. We've had every kind of employer and employee out there taking care of the hot dog contest. You sit down and you eat Troutman's hot dogs for 30 minutes. Huh? How much better can that be? Great prizes in the air conditioning at the Hilltop Mall with their sidewalk sales going on. We'll be there Friday, and love to have you be a part of that. So join us today. Give us a buzz. Give us an email, and we'll get you on the program. But Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and this is our poll question for the day as well, at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm reading articles, Facebook posts. I, for one, am on the side, and it doesn't really make a big difference, but I like that the All-Star game determines home field advantage in the World Series. I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm not saying that it's the best idea ever, but I don't understand people that are so up in arms about it. What's a better idea? Best record? I hear that a lot. Well, the American and National League, they don't necessarily play a bunch against each other, interleague games. It's not like you have everybody playing everybody the equal amount of times. Or do you just flip-flop, and 1 year it's the American League, and 1 year it's the National League? I guess that would be my overall, if you just didn't have a perfect way to do it, I think that's the way you do it. But what's wrong? What's it matter? It's a coin flip no matter what you pick. Everybody's up in arms about, oh my goodness, the National League gets to host again this year. Well, how many times is the same team in the same league in the World Series? I mean, even the Yankees and Red Sox aren't there every year anymore. So what's the big deal? We'd love to hear from you. I want your opinion. What is the best way to determine home field advantage for the All-Star Game? You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Winning league of the All-Star Game, better record between the two teams, or it alternates every year between the National and American League. Vote today. Yesterday's poll question, which is more embarrassing, failing to land a dunk in the dunk contest or hitting no home runs in the home run derby? And it was 53% failing to land a dunk in the dunk contest, 47% not hitting a home run in the home run derby. Vote today, ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think? What's the big deal? And what about that game last night? How nice was it to see Kauffman Stadium for, I guess we would say, older Royals fans? How nice was it to see it full and rocking and having fun in Kansas City? It sounds like did a bang-up job, even though Scott Van Pelt was making fun of cowboy hats yesterday. I guess if you're just anywhere, if you're not on the coast, you're a country hick. Is that the deal? But it looked like it was fun, and from a competitive standpoint, hey, it's fun to see five runs put up in the first inning against a supposed ace, but then it never got close, and Billy Butler didn't get a hit, and, San Francisco Giants, of course, rubbing salt in the wound. Playing last year for the Royals, Melky Cabrera. This year, he's your All-Star MVP for the San Francisco Giants, and he goes on. Who has rougher luck with the guys they get rid of, the Royals or the Cubs? It could be like our poll question tomorrow. The Royals or the Cubs? But Tony La Russa, in a smug way, I think, pretty satisfied with the way things worked out last night. The National League getting the 8-0 win, and it was a giant, really, trifecta. Matt Cain started, got the win. Pablo Sandoval had the bases-loaded triple, the first bases-loaded triple in All-Star game history. Holy moly. And then you had the two-run home run from Melky Cabrera. He ends up being named the most valuable player. But overall, entertaining. Bryce Harper loses a ball in the lights. It had a little bit of everything in the ball game last night. Chipper Jones gets a little duck snort through the right side to get a base hit in his final All-Star game. What were your thoughts on the All-Star game? Whether you heard it here on ESPN, whether you watched it, I saw as much as I could. As we said, had obligations. I guess I started watching it in the fifth inning when we were done with league last night. But your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's do our Loper Link like we do on Wednesdays here on the Doug and Daddy Show while we wait to hear from you, our callers and our emailers. Loper Link is brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Is it hot out there? Air conditioning, whether it's for your home or for your automobile, they'll take care of you. You can check it out online at GarrettTire.net and by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. And the couple of stories we want to take a look at today is just coming down before the show. University of Nebraska at Kearney announcing the establishment of Coach Jerry Heisher's Men's Basketball Scholarship Fund in honor of Jerry Heisher, the winningest coach in UNK history. The $25,000 permanently endowed fund at the University of Nebraska Foundation enables the athletic department to award scholarships to members of the UNK basketball team. So good news there. Heisher says he feels the scholarship honors his family, the basketball players, and their families, and hopes the scholarship will honor the former players who started the Lopers' winning tradition. So UNK Athletic Department hosted an event last fall to honor Coach Heisher, recognize the 82 basketball team. We had him on the Doug and Daddy Show. As UNK's coach, he has the most wins, 519, had 26 seasons from 1970 to 1966. They won the Nebraska College Conference title 15 times, the Central States Conference Championship 3 times. His teams represent District 11 in the NAIA National Tournament 4 times. And the 77 and 87 teams still hold the all-time NAIA record for their 10 consecutive appearances in the national tournament from 77 to 87 is what we should say there. He was the District Coach of the Year 3 times, the World Herald College Coach of the Year twice, Lincoln Journal Star Coach of the Year twice, elected to the NAIA Hall of Fame in 1991, the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame in 2000. And speaking of some awards there, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, he has been named the World Herald's College Coach of the Year. And the 42-year-old led UNK to its second Division II national wrestling title, and so the Midlands College Coach of the Year for a second time. Back in 2008, he got it as well, is the head coach of UNK wrestling in Mark Bauer. Chris Crank, the soccer coach at Hastings, who won it last year, was a finalist again this year for the award. And we've had Coach Bauer on the show numerous times. He's, of course, looking forward to going over and watching Tervel Delagnev wrestle in the Olympics in London in August. So congratulations, Coach Bauer. So much going on. Camps, recruiting, trying to get the word out about UNK wrestling and continuing to build this program. So there you go. Congratulations to Coach Bauer on that award. And I guess you can kind of say this is some UNK news, even though he went on to a bigger career with the Huskers and now with the Yankees. Jabba Chamberlain getting some first live pitching action in 13 months yesterday when he threw in the Yankees' rookie-level Gulf Coast League affiliate. Pitched just the one inning, but of course, he's coming off Tommy John surgery. Then he had the trampoline accident playing with his son in March that dislocated his right ankle. Well, he went out for one inning yesterday. No hits, no walks, struck out two. His fastball was at 97. And he was very pleased telling Newsday. Damon Day said that he talked to Jabba Chamberlain yesterday, and he was very fired up about the effort and is hoping to get back on the mound later this year for New York. So good news there once again for Jabba Chamberlain. And that is your UNK Loperlink news for this week, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire and Treads, on the farm tire service for you. They have foam-filled industrial tires, so there's no more flats or downtime. And if there is downtime, they'll take care of you at Garrett Tire and Tread. Well, golf going on. Scott Kucheski is coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, Kearney's Elizabeth Lydiot is almost ready to wrap up the Women's State Match Play Championship. She had a 4-up lead on the back nine over Michaela Anderson of Fremont. We'll give you a final result on that and hopefully a chance to talk with Elizabeth before the show ends. And Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, to preview Minnesota. It's all coming up next.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
Like Jim Beam, tailgating isn't about making the typical choice. It's about making the bold choice. It's about skipping the standard stadium dog and bringing your A-game with an epic all-day rib recipe. It's about doing anything but blending in with the crowd and showing Mondo team spirit with flags, tents, and 10-foot-tall inflatables. This tailgating season, Beam wants to remind you of one thing. The only choice worth making is the bold choice. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2012, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes two rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and four complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Pro Shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
Are you ready for some Pepto-Bismol?
Recently, Joey Chestnut set a personal best with eating 67 hot dogs. Heck, that's only 10 in dog wieners. The question is, how many Trotman's Quarter Pound Dogs can you pound down? The 6th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest is Friday the 13th at Kearney's Hilltop Mall, and the coveted Golden Bucket is on the line. To be considered for entry, drop an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com or text ESPN Superstation to 90210.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 89 as winds stay light out of the southeast. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 63 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 77.
Doug and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, as we preview Minnesota in our 12 teams in 12 days. Big Ten football time. We'll take a look at the Gophers and Marquise Gray and see how much better, if any better, they will be off that 3-9 season. The USHL has announced the hockey schedule for next year.
and I had to chuckle. They sent us a press release, and they did not send the schedule, but we did have to go to the website, and there it is. The Storm will be on the road the first weekend of the season, September 28th and 29th. The first home game will be October 5th for the Storm, and we'll get more into that in just a little bit. Well, as you're thinking about lunch, don't forget about our friends at Cunningham's. Not only are they there for you every evening, every day of the week, they're there for you for lunch, and today, how about heading to Cunningham's and trying a pizza or a prime rib, maybe some chicken, brisket sandwiches, bacon-wrapped shrimp skewers. You can even get the trio. They wrap the shrimp, they wrap the steak, they wrap the chicken. Huh, so good. You can eat outside of the tropical scenery of the courtyard as well, or inside the new cold upgraded air conditioning and weather we've had lately. Why wouldn't you want to cool down? Cunningham's for lunch, any specialty burger, and a bottle of the coldest domestic draft beer in town. Only $6.49. So forget about that everyday blah, blah meal you packed and shoved in your office drawer. Head over to Cunningham's Journal, your home away for home from sports, for live entertainment, and of course lunch. On the Bricks, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Check them out tonight. Live entertainment out in the courtyard every weekend, in and outside. It is the happening place in the summertime. Cunningham's Journal and The Loft.
It's that time. 12 teams in 12 days leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 26th through the 28th. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Legends Division for today's team.
Minnesota.
The Golden Gophers.
It's time for 12 Teams in 12 Days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I can't believe Daddy leaves and our budget goes up. High production quality here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And we're pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Phil Miller, to talk a little Minnesota Golden Gopher football. Phil, thanks for the time. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. No problem. I'm glad to do it.
Well, it seems too early to talk football, except in Nebraska. And you know what? We were discussing yesterday among the staff here, and I emailed Phil before the show that our boss here, Minnesota native, loves the Gophers, says he wishes that the Star Tribune was full of Gopher stuff. But we got to talking, and we know the Gophers are down a little bit, but with the Twins down, there isn't a whole lot going on in a positive or real winning way with all those sports teams in Minnesota. What's the vibe right now up there as far as overall sports scene?
It's extremely positive, unbelievably. It's been way down for the last couple of years because the Vikings have kind of folded up, and the Twins are pedaling backwards, it seems. But optimism is a great thing, and sports fans have a lot of it. The Wild just signed the top two free agents in the NHL, Zach Parise and Suter, the defenseman, and all of a sudden it's people have hockey fever around here. The Timberwolves are in the midst of trying to make some moves. They got Brandon Roy to shore up their backcourt, and all of a sudden the Timberwolves fans are optimistic too. So just like everywhere, even in the bad times, it's easy to see hope on the horizon. Don't know if it's a mirage or not, but it's funny. People are suddenly upbeat around here again.
Well, and so for the football-hungry state of Nebraska, we have obviously a USHL team here in Kearney, and we've got three of them in the state with Lincoln and Omaha. So hockey now for 10 years is it's a popular sport. But what football is to Nebraska fans, Phil, isn't that what hockey is to Minnesota people?
Yeah, I would say it's the same type of devotion, but I would say that maybe the unanimity isn't there. Every time I've been in Nebraska, I've been impressed by how everybody seems to be a Nebraska fan. Hockey is definitely the state sport here, but there are enough other. It's still a Vikings town first and foremost. Everyone kind of lives and dies with the Vikings and the NFL. So after that, the Twins. The hockey fans are really devout and surprising numbers, but it's still football's king everywhere, and same here. Just not so much with the Gophers.
Well, let's get into Minnesota Golden Gopher football, a case where everybody seems to like Coach Kill. How big is how well did he do in his first year, in your estimation?
I think he did really well. I mean, the record was 3-9, and they had a lot of disappointments, losing to North Dakota State, losing to New Mexico State, both of those games at home. That wasn't supposed to happen, but they won two Big Ten games in the last month. They showed signs of turning it around. He's kind of changed the culture. There is a lot more optimism about Gopher football than there has been in the past, just because of his personality, and then he just seems the type of blue collar, roll up your sleeves Midwesterner. You know, he's from Kansas to get it done. It's just a matter of changing the talent level now, and of course that's a lot harder in college football. But baby steps. I think they are headed in the right direction.
Talking with Phil Miller of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, 12 teams in 12 days, Minnesota Golden Gophers right now. What was the biggest piece of off-season news concerning the football team?
What's the biggest piece of off-season news? I suppose it would be their recruiting haul. They kept virtually every prominent Minnesotan in the state, and there were a handful of highly recruited ones. They seem set at quarterback now for the next several years. They added Philip Nelson from Mankato, who seems to be a Big Ten quality quarterback, which they haven't always had. They kept Andre McDonald, the top receiver in the state, from leaving, even after he had already verbally committed to Vanderbilt. So I think he made really big strides in getting the Minnesota kids to believe. And, you know, that starts with getting the high school coaches to believe. And the high school coaches are more behind Jerry Kill than they ever were behind Glenn Mason or Tim Brewster.
Well, let's stay with quarterback because you got a good one there in Minnesota. Marquise going into his senior season here. Does he have some pieces around him, and what about the expectations for him this year?
Expectations are through the roof for him this year because, no, he might not have many pieces around him. The Gophers are they have question marks at all the skill positions but quarterback. And, you know, even a quarterback, he only completed 50% of his passes last year in his first year as a full-time quarterback. That said, he is by far the best player on the team, and the offense is entirely on his shoulders. He'll be the leading rusher, I would imagine. They'll need him to complete, closer to 60% of his passes. That's his stated goal. It's all Marquise's team this year, he knows a lot is on his shoulders. The trouble is they don't have any experience at running back. They don't have any experience at receiver, so they're going to be playing a lot of kids with him.
Talking with Phil Miller, we've got with so many great teams, I guess, in the Big Ten Conference, it's a little hard for some of these kids to pick up some preseason accolades, but one of them that has is Troy Stoudemire, and maybe one of the reasons the special teams should be pretty good. Not only is he a good corner, but he can do some things when he gets the ball.
Yeah, he's the Big Ten's all-time leading kickoff returner for yardage. And, of course, part of that is because the Minnesota defense has given up a lot of touchdowns, so there have been a lot of kickoffs to return. But he is a talented return guy. He's never had a touchdown, and it really bugs him. You can tell he is annoyed by those questions. But he will captain the special teams, and the special teams probably should be pretty strong. He's also probably their best cover guy in the secondary, so a lot is going to be expected of him. He's a guy that is a fifth-year senior. Last year was supposed to be a senior year. He broke his forearm a month into the season and got an extra year back.
Phil, what about, we talked before bringing you on, that the schedule, and of course when you do see what happened last year with New Mexico State and North Dakota State, there are no gimmies. But the non-conference schedule at UNLV, way easier than at USC, then three straight home games, and it's not like they're playing the preseason favorites right out of the gate in the Big Ten Conference. Obviously, Minnesota needs a good start this year.
Yeah, you know, that's they needed one last year, too, and they did not get it. You know, that losing to New Mexico State and North Dakota State, and we should say in there, nobody was paying attention to football through most of that time because it was the New Mexico State game where Jerry Kill had his seizure on the sideline, and, you know, his health was the main story for about a month. Hopefully all that is taken care of. He says he's 100% now, and that should not be a problem. So you're right about the start. It's Western Michigan, it's Syracuse, it's New Hampshire. I mean, it's not difficult to envision a 4-0 start, and that would change so much about this program. It would change the atmosphere going into the Big Ten. You know, they have been able to upset Iowa and Illinois each of the past 2 years. They're still in the stage where, you know, they're going to have to pick off upsets like that before they can worry about winning week in and week out. But if they can start getting three wins in September, maybe four, get a good start in the Big Ten, you know, going to Iowa, you know, that would change a lot. It would, you know, people are sold about Jerry Kill as it is, but that would allow them to believe on the field as well as off, and you know, that's a big step.
Does Coach Kill, is he comfortable? Will he talk about what he does to try and not necessarily stay healthy, but I guess how he's addressed these concerns? Does he talk about that with the media there?
Sure, you know, he's been pretty open about it. You know, he revealed 10 days or so after the big seizure on the sidelines that he had had a couple of dozen more smaller seizures in the interim, and how it was so difficult for him. You know, it's a form of epilepsy that can be controlled almost completely by medication, and the effects of the move to Minnesota, the effects of changing doctors, the effects of being in a new situation and the stress that he was under, allowed the his problem to get out of control. But his doctors are confident that they have his medication correct now, and that he is living, you know, taking precautions and doing everything that he should. You know, he said he has not had one in several months now, and the last one he had was very minor. You know, he said he's gone 3 or 4 years without one in the past, and, you know, as he settles in now, that's kind of the hope, because I can tell you, I didn't go to medical school. Covering the medical stuff for a month was awfully hard on us writers, too.
They use big words, don't they?
They do. You call a doctor and you say, just explain it to me.
Last minute here with Phil Miller of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We talked about Marquise not having maybe a lot around him. Let's take that one step farther. If I'm reading everything right here in the previews, very young offensive line. Are they all rookies? Where do we plug in? Any hope there?
No, you know, it is very young. They don't have they have two juniors and no seniors, so two upperclassmen on the entire offensive line among the the linemen. But you know, the positive side is a bunch of them got to play last year. They used, I think it was 12 or 13 different linemen last year, more than they ever have in the past. And so there are a lot of guys with experience. It is a very young line, and they have a lot of growing to do. But it's allowed the coaches to weed out a little bit, to know what they have a little bit more. They have some rookies coming in, one of their top recruits, Jonah Persig, is an offensive tackle. So they feel like while they are going to have the youngest line again in the league, they are ahead of the game. It's not as bad as it sounds, and they're really excited for what they're going to have next year and the year after when as these guys get older. They feel like they're really developing for 2014 or so.
7 weeks may sound like a long time, but I wish it was 7 weeks ago and we were still enjoying a lot of the summer. 7 weeks, 7 weeks from today, it'll be the eve of the season opener. Your gut, what's it tell you right now what Minnesota can get done this year, Phil?
I say 5 wins with the outside of 6 in a bowl, and that would be, part of its schedule. They ought to beat UNLV, they ought to beat New Hampshire, so... I don't know that it will necessarily reflect how strong they are, but I do think they will be improved. They really need to find a ball carrier. If they can find somebody to pick up some yards in the backfield, that'll be a major help. And 5 wins with if they can pull off a second upset, Northwestern, say, or. I don't know. They lead the all-time series against Nebraska, so maybe they're going to try to widen that gap. And if they could pick off an extra win, maybe go to a bowl game. And, the Insight Bowl or the Armed Forces Bowl or wherever it would be would never have a happier coaching team to be taking part in a bowl game.
Well, Minnesota comes to Lincoln to take on the Huskers on November the 17th, and there would be a lot on the line if Minnesota had a chance to get to a bowl and wreck what we hope is a good Nebraska season. Last question, Phil. We ask everybody we chat. You have a preseason favorite to go into the championship game out of the Legends and Leaders Division. Who do you think's the hot teams this year?
I like Michigan State. I think their defense is gonna bounce right back and carry them again. And it's amazing that the champion of that division, that the Minnesota division, is so overlooked again. I like Michigan State, and I suppose I'm a believer in Urban Meyer. I'm actually a Utah alumni, so I'm a yeah. I'm a big believer in Urban Meyer and what he could do. I kind of like Ohio State, even though they have a lot of problems. I can't tell you who will take their place in the championship game.
Well, you've been busy covering the Twins. Are they on a Royals type of rebuilding thing, or what's going to go on with them?
They don't know what they're doing. They have Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau. They have Joe Mauer signed for 7 more years. They have a lot of money in a roster that is got some huge holes in it, and has some big unmovable parts. I think they wish they were the Royals, where they knew they were building and knew they had some players coming up to take the spots. I think the Twins are actually headed towards another couple of years of fade before they can turn it around.
And for the record, the Twins took 2 of 3 from the Royals in their last meeting. So, as bad as it is, they still got that done. Folks, you can follow Phil online, startribune.com, whether it's the Twins, whether it's the Gophers. Phil, we sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll hopefully talk with you again soon.
Okay, Doug, I enjoyed it.
Take care. Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we thank him for his time. And if they do get 5 wins, I would imagine they will not be in the cellar in the Legends Division. But as he talked about it, you got to think they could be 3-1. Now, obviously, we said that last year, but they could be 3-1. Then you split with Iowa and Northwestern. There's your 4th win. But, wow, after that, if you're going to get 6, you got to beat Iowa and Northwestern. And after what they've been doing to Iowa and going to Iowa, that doesn't seem overly likely either. So I guess we'll see what happens there, because after that Northwestern game, it's Wisconsin, Purdue, Michigan, Illinois, Nebraska, Michigan State. And let's face it, those all sound tough when you're Minnesota. I mean, if those are Nebraska, you don't think maybe as much about playing Purdue or Illinois or some of those squads. But it'll be a tough road to hoe there for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We will continue on tomorrow. It looks like Purdue is up next. Can Danny Hope keep things going in a positive direction there? They, again, have a chance to take that next step. But can they take that next step at Purdue? And it all culminates on the 25th with our Husker Roundtable. We'll have some of our Husker experts back in and on the show for that. Doug and Danny Show. Going to talk a little golf coming up in our second half hour here. We're going to talk with hopefully the champion out at the Nebraska State Women's Amateur Match Play. That took a turn, folks, after we told you that Elizabeth Lydiot was four up with five to play. Michaela Anderson has roared back, winning the 15th, 16th, and 17th holes. So Lydia one up, playing the 18th. Elizabeth won four straight holes, 7 through 10. And then Anderson wins three in a row, and they should be either wrapping up or going to extra holes out there. And we will let you know what the status is. Plus, Scott Gucheski going to join us when we come back.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa.
Napa know-how.
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
When it comes to wings, HK Sports Bar and Grill is Wing City. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to come in and try our great New York-style wings. Plump wings, deep-fried any way you want. Brew-battered, spicy, or traditional, or naked and dipped in one of our savory sauces. In fact, on Thursdays, you get a pound of wings and a pint of beer for just $9. HK Sports Bar and Grill, where you'll see every game of every sport every day.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 89 as winds stay light out of the southeast. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 63 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 77.
Oh, good stuff here. Oh, the price of concerts these days, but I did suck it up for that one. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, farmers, did you know that T&L Irrigation Systems have a wide range of operating controls available for you? It'll match your pivot management requirements, whatever you need, and they are GPS-ready. Isn't technology great? T&L's Precision Point Control 3 lets you set up to 5 variable application areas in either forward or reverse, plus you get real-time operating information. And when combined with T&L's continuous system movement, you also get even water application and improved crop yields. Learn more about the PPC3 and all the other T&L pivot control options available by calling your local T&L dealer. They're all over the United States, including right here in central Nebraska and 60 countries worldwide, based out of their world headquarters in Hastings. You can go online if you need more information or to find your local dealer, TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com. T&L Pivot Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Well, it's never easy in the world of sports and competition, and it wasn't easy to close out the Nebraska State women's match play out at Owerri Dunes today. We told you and kind of progressed through the hour here how things are going between Kearney's Elizabeth Lydiot and, of course, Michaela Anderson, who's at McNeese State and originally from Fremont. After getting a 4-up lead, Anderson then comes back and cuts it to 1. But they are able to push the 18th, and Elizabeth Lydiot wins again, 1-up the Nebraska women's amateur. And fresh off the course, she joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Elizabeth, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm actually still on the course. I'm literally outside the 18th green.
Well, I know the media throng out there by the name of Buck is all over the place, but congratulations on this. And I don't want to start with this. I want to start with how this tournament broke down. The field is not big, but it was really quality. We had Kayla getting upset in the first round, and we had Michaela and Susan Marchese in the quarters, which is a great, great matchup there. And you kind of were able to take care of business pretty handily, although J.C. Weaver is a great opponent, until today. Talk about how the whole tournament played out in your eyes.
This is a different format with the match play. It's just a championship flight. So people sign up knowing that only the top 16 are going to play the championship, play the match play. So the field is better in that regard. I played a little better every round. I shot 73 in the qualifier. Played a little better in my match that afternoon, a little better Tuesday match. Actually, yesterday afternoon probably was the best I played against JC. I had a hole-in-one yesterday. I don't know if you heard that.
That was my next question.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
No, keep going.
And then, today it took me a little while to get going. I hadn't been down yet in the match, and I ended up one down after two to Michaela, and then she bogeyed the third, so I got back to even. I'm trying to rethink. I've played these holes now quite a few times. And then I think I won 8 and 9. I won 7, 8, and 9. And so then I got a 2-up lead going into the back, kind of held that, got to 4-up with 4 to play, and then she really kicked it into gear. She parred at hard par 3 out here, number 15, and then birdied 16 and 17. So it did come all the way down to 18, and we both parred.
And talk about the hole-in-one yesterday, because obviously those are few and far between, even for the very good golfers. And we've seen some holes-in-one out at Owerri, especially on number 2 when the pin's down low. Mm-hmm. But that was also at a key point of the match. That's a momentum stealer, if nothing else.
That was. In yesterday's match, JC and I were both making a bunch of birdies. And so to knock it in, an eagle kind of helped me to keep moving forward. So it was a 6-iron. Kind of a punch up to the right. That green is pretty severe. It's a bowl, so it came right. It wasn't the best shot, I will say that. It came racing across the pin, kind of hit the pin from the side, bounced out, and went back in. So it was moving when it went in, but I did get to see that one.
No. So was the pin down or up?
It was kind of middle. It was probably middle of the green. Not all the way back, but not up front. Kind of almost on the side hill slope in the middle.
Man, who's setting up that course? Elizabeth
Lydiot. I don't know.
Elizabeth Lydiot is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The last par 3 I heard out there was made with a 3-wood, so a 6-iron. Great job by you. What does it mean to get the victory here? You elected not to play in the stroke play championship that Michaela won at the Country Club here in Kearney last month, and then you face off, and she's been red hot. What does it mean to win this one?
Oh, you know, this is kind of a big deal to me. It's obviously been a while. I haven't played a match play for 11 years, and totally at a different place in my life than I was back then. And so it was nice. I mean, everything's different now. You know, my dad's caddying for me. Spending time with him on the golf course is different than what it was 11 years ago. And just, you know, now I have a daughter out here that actually followed me around. So it's special. It's a lot different, but it's really special.
Did the palms get sweaty when Michaela got 2, then 3 straight there to push it to 18?
Yeah, that last iron shot into 18. I don't know if you guys know the green, but it's a little scary. There's trouble left, and you can always kick it right. So that was probably the best iron shot I've hit all tournament to get it on the green. So
Elizabeth Lydiot with us for just one more minute. Winner this morning of the Nebraska Women's State Match Play out at Owerri Dunes. Are you going to get back in the circuit, Elizabeth, or was this more of the tournament was in your backyard and so you were able to play?
This is probably more the tournament was in my backyard, so I was able to play. It takes a lot of time. I mean, just the practice, And we've got a lot going on with our lives and kids, and it's hard just to make the time to practice. That's the biggest commitment. The tournament itself isn't that big a deal, but you don't want to come out here if you haven't, you know, put in the effort. So.
And I always like to ask the veterans, which I will call you a veteran with all those championships under your belt. Michaela has really come on in the last year. Obviously, we talked about the upset in the first round. Shelby Stone is playing college golf. She's doing better. You've got, obviously, the young Danielle Lemick, who is hopefully going to go on and do some great things at the next level. We're seeing some of the folks like Susan Marchese get up there where they're not going to be maybe quite as competitive as they have been in their Hall of Fame careers. What do you think about the younger kids right now and how the state of the girls' golf is in this state?
Well, that's kind of funny you asked me. I just took the four state team to Missouri 2 weeks ago, so that's the top five golfers in the state. They were a bunch of great girls, and I was kind of excited. I thought, well, maybe in a few years, you know, I will actually play against you guys in these women's events once you get into college. So I think it's coming along. It kind of goes in waves, and, you know, I think there's some good girls definitely coming up, so it'll be exciting to see.
I was a little worried about your co-captain for that event, by the way.
Oh, it was trouble.
Hey, Elizabeth, congratulations on the win. We'll let you get back to the ceremonies out there at Awori and keep up
okay.
the good play. Congrats.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care, Elizabeth. Lydia joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, just finishing up winning the state women's match play out at Awori Dunes. Wow. Winning a golf trophy, that would be something. That would mean something. A few scrambles, but individually, it will never happen. So congratulations. And how about Michaela Anderson, a youngster that was very good on the high school scene but has been red hot this summer and played well this week as well. Very engaging personality. Got a chance to talk with her a couple of times already when she was out here in Kearney. And looks like both courses did a great job in hosting, and hopefully they'll be able to do that again here in the near future. It is Wednesday, folks. That means Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Any burger on the menu, just $5. Whether you just want a basic cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, the Totally Jack burger, it's all there for you. And you don't have to wait to go to the Chicken Coop until Wednesday night. They've got great lunch specials every single day for you and happy hour from 2 until 5:30. Watch all of your favorite sports, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's golf tournaments, tennis, whatever's going on, they're there for you at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Scott Gucheski joins us when we come back.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 89 as winds stay light out of the southeast. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 63 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 77.
Tuck and Danny Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Tomorrow, oh, folks, our special co-host, Andy Griffith. Not a joke. Andy will be joining us. He is the man that takes care of business at our Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. He's an Aurora native, and he has helped, along with Ryan and all the great staff out at the Midway Auto Dealerships, build them into the number one dealership. As we have told you about, you voted them number one. Their companies have voted them number one. And that's because they take care of you, the customer. They treat the needs of each individual customer with the utmost concern. Whether you are going for a new car, a pre-owned vehicle, you have high expectations, and they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence to you. Go online, thinkmidway.com. Check them out on Facebook. There are more specials there. There are more deals there. They're changing weekly. You can see their entire inventory online. You can type in, I want a Dodge Charger Black, and it's going to show you what they got. Everything on the lot, and if they don't have exactly what you want, well, fill out their Car Finder online form, and as soon as they locate that vehicle, you are the first to know. Always there for you. It's hassle-free. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. With our continuing preview of the Cox Classic, which is just a little over 3 weeks away and one of the great events we like to cover here at ESPN Radio. And among those that will be at the Cox Classic is Scott Gucheski, and he is kind enough to give us some time today from Utah, where he will be competing in the Utah Championship on the Web.com Tour this weekend, trying to move up the money list. And Scott, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on.
Well, of course, it's always great to have a Nebraska native, and we love talking golf on the program, but I've got to start off with this. Cox Classic Media Day, you were in Omaha with us on Monday, and you got to play 18 holes with our good friend Stu Pospisil, and I know you have to go through all these pro-ams at every venue that you go to, but assess Stu's game for us, if you would.
Well, you know, we saw a lot of different shots out of Stu, a lot of shots, you know, that you wouldn't teach anybody, but he definitely has the full array.
Well, Scott, what's it like when you play with these amateurs? You have to focus on your game, and then you see what they do, and I'm sure they constantly are asking you for help all the time. What's it like dealing with amateurs on a week-to-week basis?
It's fine. I mean, it's fun. You know, they're out there because they love the game, and they're supporting us, and you know, helping support the tournaments. So, you know, I mean, everyone's looking for a quick fix. There rarely is one, but you usually try to. If they ask, usually try to give them something that can get them on the right direction. But you know, really, the only way to getting better is spend a lot of time on the range, a lot of time practicing, which is the luxury a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, unfortunately, the amateur isn't making a career of it. But one last question about the amateurs, because you touched exactly on getting more practice in. When you go to the range, tell us what your routine is that might help amateurs and just your regular golfers. What kind of a routine when they attack the range should they be going through?
Well, you know, when I practice, I like to make sure that I get a lot more time putting and chipping. Necessarily than just hitting balls. So, you know, I think that's the most important thing. I mean, I think that's the easiest place to shave shots off your game is, you know, around the green, especially in bunkers. You know, there's not very many amateurs that that are very effective out of the sand. So that's the stuff where you can just go out there and just kind of throw a few balls down and just try to hit different shots. That's where I think people are going to see the biggest improvement, the fastest.
Scott Gucheski is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he gets ready to play in Utah this weekend. Scott, you will be back at the Cox Classic. Obviously, everybody loves to see you play golf. You would love to be playing back at the British Open and some of the PGA Tour events, but how special is it when you do get to come home and play in the Cox?
It's a blast. I mean, Omaha is, far and away, my favorite tournament we play pretty much, period. I've been lucky enough to play in a couple of majors, and those are very special. But we don't get a lot of home games, like other teams. Other teams play half their games at home and stuff like that. And I guess I've played in Omaha maybe five or six times, and it's really neat to see the people come out and support it, and very humbling to think that some of them come out to see me.
And the Cox Classic, obviously, just by being in Nebraska, gives Nebraska players and kids out of Nebraska an opportunity, whether it's through an exemption, whether it's through qualifying. But through the exemptions, we have seen, Brandon Crick doing some good things. It helped you kick off your career. It helped Steve Friesen immensely last year, who's a good buddy of yours and actually is paired with Bob May in the tournament this weekend. Talk about the advantages and what it does and can do to help spark a career.
Well, it's a tough, the tour is a tough thing to break through on. And coming from Nebraska, we don't necessarily get the nationwide recognition for our golf, being that I guess we're considered a cold weather state. We just don't get that recognition. And growing up, kids don't spend, the whole year on the golf course. They have other things to do. In the wintertime, they're not, playing hockey or basketball or something else. So they just don't get that exposure. So I think a lot of times, I think the better players in Nebraska don't really bloom until, they get into college and get a little bit older.
Scott Gucheski is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Take that relationship with Steve Friesen another level. You told the folks Monday, the small gathering in Omaha, about how he's been trying to overcome some struggles and then broke three last year. He hasn't exactly been able to carry that over through the first half of this year, but there's a lot of guys out there, and we watched the PGA Tour last week. You got Troy Kelly and Ted Potter Jr., who the casual golf fan has never heard of. You need 1 week. You need 1 week to really turn things around.
Yeah, I mean, just like Steve did, it's not always the best players that get through. There's a combination of talent, being in the right place at the right time, perseverance. I mean, there's a big, there's a lot of things you have to be able to do for a long time to be successful and to break through on the web.com or the PGA Tour. And, what Steve has done is really impressive, to stick with it and, to keep battling through the grind of the mini tours is very impressive.
Scott Gucheski with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, over the last couple of weeks, we've been using web.com, and people are going, what in the hell are they talking about? They have taken over the nationwide tour. They've signed a 10-year agreement. Does the individual player get a benefit out of that? Is there a benefit for the web.com folks to be coming on board for the weekly player out there on tour?
Well, I don't know yet. It's still pretty fresh. I haven't read up on web.com much at all. So I'll have to defer to later on that one. I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure they'll try to work out some way that they can benefit us. But as of right now, I don't know what that is.
Now, I understand there's always a big mustache growing contest for this tournament every weekend. Will you be competing in that?
I will not be. Occasionally I'll go out the full beard, but I've never gotten into the the mustache contest out here.
Some of us have problem just growing hair, so we don't compete in those kind of things. Scott, tell us a little bit about where you think your game is right now. It's obviously been the roller coaster throughout the career. Where do you think you're at right now?
Getting better. I had a rough start to the year. Obviously didn't make many cuts like I would have liked to. But I think I'm going in the right direction. I think I got the ship headed the way we want to go, and I've been seeing some pretty good results on the course. Just trying to go with that and keep working on the same things, trying to do everything well, trying to play to my strengths, and trying to make a lot of birdies, make a lot of putts. When those putts go in, it doesn't matter what happens before that.
When it is a job at this level, how do you keep enjoyment in the game from week to week?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can get to the professional level, the web.com or PGA Tour without, having a real strong love of the game. There's moments when it's a little bit more of a job than others, but I just enjoy going out and playing and competing against myself, competing against the golf course, and trying to manage all the crazy things that go on in your head out there, and just trying to master that side of it. I think that's the toughest part.
Last minute here with Scott Gucheski on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Obviously, the British Open just a couple of weeks away. You had the opportunity to play in that back in 2005. Tell the golf fans out there what that experience was like for you.
It was awesome. I don't know how else to explain it except that it was awesome. Being at St. Andrews, it was Jack Nicklaus's last British Open. Standing right there behind the 18th green when he made that birdie putt on 18. Got to play a practice round with a couple past Open champions, David Duval and Tony Jacklin. It was an amazing week. I was lucky enough to make the cut and play the weekend, and it's hard to explain how different it is over there and how different the golf course is. But it was amazing.
Is that the most memorable moment so far for Scott Gucheski?
It's up there. It's up there. It was pretty, it was a pretty special week. It was a lot of fun. I would like my most memorable moment to be a little more successful than that one, when it's all said and done. But as of right now, that was a very memorable week for me, yes.
And finally, we've just seen here in the last couple of days, Commissioner Fincham, they're going to restructure the way folks on the web.com, the old nationwide.com tour, can get their card and can qualify for the PGA Tour. Have you been able to read up on that, and how big a benefit will that be for the guys trying to get back on the big tour?
We'll see how it works. These things very, very rarely are, set up perfectly the first time through. I know they've spent a lot of time working on it, trying to make sure they get it right. They've kind of explained it to us and told us how it's going to work. There always seem to be problems that nobody's thought of. So we'll see how it shakes out. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good for the tour in general. I think it'll, produce a little more PGA Tour ready player. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Finally, Scott, I know from a selfish point of view, and everybody in Nebraska wants to see you play for as long as you want to play. What do you want to do when you're not playing professionally anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I would just like to play professionally as long as I can. It's such an enjoyable job, and you see a lot of the country, a lot of the world, meet a lot of great people. I'd probably like to get involved with some sort of junior golf program when I got done playing. It's a lot of fun to watch the kids pick up on things, and they're little sponges and they love to practice. and they love to get better. And, you know, just to see their eyes light up when they get it, is just, it's a pretty awesome experience.
Well, Scott, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show again. It's been too long since we got a chance to chat with you. We'll see you again in Omaha in about 3 weeks, and make some putts this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet, Scott. Scott Gucheski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, again, keep up with him on the Web.com tour now. It used to be the nationwide tour. They were looking to get out, and they found a sponsor, Web.com, a Florida-based company. It's a 10-year, $100 million contract. Pretty good there for the junior tour. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Stop by this afternoon and pick up a real fruit smoothie or frappe. It is made with real fruit right there in their kitchen. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We told you about it a couple of times on the show, but getting back to the Cox Classic, how would you like to be the VIP at this year's event? Here's what you can do. We have got a chance for you to purchase this package. Six elevated viewing boxes are throughout the course. Exclusive seating, complimentary beverages and snacks. You can follow the action up close as you follow any golfer, whether it's Scott Gucheski or anybody else. Steve Friesen, he's going to join us next week. Some of the names off the PGA Tour. In fact, Steve Friesen, who's going to join us next week on the show, buddies with Gucheski, as we said in the interview, paired with Bob May. Bob May, of course, remember taking Tiger Woods to that incredible playoff back in the PGA Championship in 2000. He's still there, and he's playing with Friesen, so still around. But no matter who you want to watch on the course, we have got a chance for you to either take your clients out or just be with your buddies for the Cox Classic. By far the best way to watch all the action. It's for a one-half viewing box package. Here's what you get. Two viewing box passes per day. Eight clubhouse tickets. You can use those any days that you want, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe you all go on one day. Maybe you've got two of you that go all 4 days. Complimentary food and beverages while you're inside the viewing boxes. This is an over $750 value that we've got for you on buyeasyauction.com. That's easy is the way you spell that. buyeasyauction.com. And the Classic again is the 2nd through the 5th. Tickets will be sent to you as soon as they are in our hands, which is right around the corner. And folks, here we go. Cox Classic. Watch it in style. Watch it in air conditioning. That's what we're saying here. Watch great golf from any of those viewing boxes in the air conditioning with your favorite food and beverages on hand. Go to buyeasyauction.com. If you need more information, and you may not be familiar with our buyeasyauction.com, send us an email here to the show. We'll let you know what's going on. We want you to get this package for way less than half of the value of $750. Get it together with your buddies, and it will cost even less. So we want to help you out. Go watch the Cox Classic. And, of course, anytime you want to email the program, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We mentioned the USHL had released its schedule. The Storm will open on the road this year, Friday, September the 28th, at Dubuque. The next night, they're at Chicago. The home opener for the Tri-City Storm is Friday, October the 5th, when they take on Sioux City. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow on the show and the sports coming up. They'll only have one game that home weekend, then they go off to Lincoln on Friday, October the 12th. You just want to mark that one down, folks. Do we got a home game on the 13th? I don't have my schedule in front of me. If the Huskers are home the 13th, that would give you a chance to catch them and then catch the Husker football game. We'll let you know more about it here. But I think that's about it for the Doug and Daddy Show. One more reminder of things that are going on in the area. Don't forget, the first night run is going on this Friday night, and it is all to benefit the American Cancer Society. And with what's going on with the Jimmy V Foundation auction on the national scene today on the ESPN Radio Network, we want to help out the American Cancer Society as well. Starts at 10 o'clock Friday night. The route begins on the Kearney Hike and Bike Trail and continues on an approximate 2.5-mile route. Whether you want to run it, whether you want to walk it, the registration fee is only $5, and it all goes to the American Cancer Society. Call 308-340-1956, 340-1956, or on Facebook, you can just go to Kearney Night Run and find out more information for this Friday night. We want to thank Phil Miller of the Minneapolis Star Tribune to preview Minnesota. We also want to thank Scott Gucheski for joining us and Elizabeth Lydiot, who just won an hour within the last hour of the Nebraska State Women's Match Play. We talked Purdue football and a whole lot more. Get in for the hot dog contest. We've only got about 24 more hours left to register you. We want you in for Friday's hot dog contest. Doug and Daddy's show, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.